It's 12:30. I'm Craig Cohen, Illinois Public Media News. Lawmakers have chosen to get rid of so-called General Assembly scholarships. Each year, Illinois legislators are allowed to award tuition waivers to students in their districts, but critics say the scholarships too often go to students whose parents are well-connected with politicians. Rachel Otwell has more.
Jim Sasha, a Republican representative from Pocatonica, says the program should not be eliminated just because some of his colleagues abused it. He says in his district, superintendents choose who should get the scholarships.
They chose them based on merit. They chose them based on ability. They chose them based on the simple knowledge that we were selecting them in the right way.
Sasha says he has given away 72 scholarships in his 10 years as a lawmaker. He says he has received thank you letters for each one, and it's a great way to help students get to college. He says there's also a desperate need for the help. Sasha was one of many representatives who spoke in support of the program, but it was the opponents who won the vote. Governor Pat Quinn has promised to sign the legislation. I'm Rachel Otwell.
With just 9 days left in the scheduled legislative session, Governor Quinn is praising proposed legislation aimed at cutting billions of dollars from the state's program of health care for the poor. As Brian Mackey reports, the governor says he'll focus on that and ignore most other issues.
The governor is renewing his push to cut $2.7 billion from Medicaid. He's also pressuring lawmakers to cut retirement benefits for state and university employees and public school teachers. Quinn says he's not going to be distracted by other issues, like a move to expand casino gambling and install slot machines at horse racetracks, even though advocates say it would bring in sorely needed tax money.
Sometimes down here, shiny objects can distract people. We don't want any of that this week. We want two things this week, real focus on. That's pension reform and Medicaid restructuring. This is vital to our state.
One of the more controversial proposals related to Medicaid has been a dollar-a-pack increase in the cigarette tax. Quinn says it's important, not only as a source of revenue, but as a way to discourage young people from taking up smoking. I'm Brian Mackey.
The president of the Illinois League of Women Voters says she's disappointed the U.S. Supreme Court this week rejected her group's challenge to the borders of Illinois' new legislative districts. Jan Dorner says the league had a novel legal argument that districts drawn to overwhelmingly favor one party deprive people of their free speech rights.
It's our right, my right as a citizen, to hear both a Republican and a Democratic point of view when candidates are campaigning in my area.
Although the primary elections ended 2 months ago, the issue of 2010's legislative map isn't quite settled yet. Illinois Republicans have two cases pending, one before the U.S. Supreme Court and one at the Illinois Supreme Court. The Illinois case was filed just a month before the primary, a move Democrats criticize as coming too late. There's no timeline for when the courts could rule on the remaining cases. And this correction yesterday, when we first reported on the Supreme Court's rejection, our story included an erroneous statistic from the Associated Press, which cited Illinois' Hispanic population as 32.5%. It is actually 15.8%. With no discussion, the Urbana City Council has raised the city's gas tax to 4 cents a gallon effective July 1st. Last night's 5-2 vote means the tax will match what's already being charged at the pump in Champaign. Hiking Urbana's tax from 2.4 cents to 4 cents a gallon will bring in extra funds for road repairs. Alderman Dennis Roberts changed his initial vote last week from a no to a yes after seeing a $1.4 million deficit for funding roadwork.
Quite a few of the roads are in my district that I'm interested in improving, like East Washington and Airport Road, South Race Street. I realize that the increase of just 0.4% in the coming year, doing a stepped approach to the budget increases, had no way that it was going to help cover that deficit.
The no votes came from Alderwomen Diane Marlin and Heather Stevenson. Marlin says the council should have stuck with its 2010 promise of incremental increases. The 4 cent tax is expected to raise $736,000 annually. Mayor Laurel Prussing doesn't expect the tax to make a difference in the price at the pump. Urbana's public works staff will lay out a list of priority road projects next month. The city of Champaign hopes to accept a bid tonight from a contractor for municipal electric aggregation. The city will learn what bids it's received within the hour. Illinois Public Media's Jeff Bossert has more.
Champaign Public Works Director Dennis Schmidt says there are 6 qualified bidders, but he's not sure how many of them will submit bids at 1 this afternoon. In March, voters in Champaign and Urbana overwhelmingly approved the aggregation program, bundling together the supply portion of electric bills for both residential and small business accounts. Earlier this month, Urbana signed off on a contract with Homefield Energy of Collinsville, securing a rate of 4.08 cents per kilowatt hour, and letters for anyone wishing to opt out went out this week. Schmidt says two factors will play into what Champaign City officials will decide.
There's a default rate that currently everybody with a bill gets a bill from Ameren is paying at this point in time. So that's one factor that they'll be, I would think, council would compare to. And then the second thing will be what other type of bids are other communities receiving.
If the Champaign City Council doesn't accept any of the bids, the city could go out for new ones as soon as tomorrow, but would have to schedule another city council vote. The council meets at 7 tonight in the city building. I'm Jeff Bosser, Illinois Public Media.
And an Urbana-based group that's been working to start a community kitchen in the area is turning its attention to help support a series of regular cooking classes put on by the Common Ground Food Co-op. The Flatlander Food Foundry raised $30,000 to launch a kitchen open to the public that could be used as a business incubator. But Flatlander President Mary Ellen Farrell says the group has instead decided to support cooking classes housed in a kitchen at the co-op, which is part of a larger plan by the co-op to expand.
The fact that there were other groups in the region that were pursuing similar kinds of goals, we thought, why reinvent the wheel? How can we work more effectively locally?
Common Ground's general manager, Jacqueline Hanna, says the money will help pay for kitchen equipment. She says the cooking classes, which start in the fall, will include topics on preparing healthy meals on a budget, canning and preserving foods, and making cheeses at home. Meanwhile, Farrell says the Flatlander Food Foundry will disband after the cooking classes are up and running. There's more news all the time at will.illinois.edu. I'm Craig Cohen, Illinois Public Media News.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from Lincoln Square in Urbana, a lifestyle center which includes unique and independently owned specialty shops like the Art Coop, Brownfield Sports, So Sassy, Wind, Water & Light, and Pretty Nails.
High pressure will slowly drift across the Midwest through tonight. Expect fair weather to be the result through midweek. After a period of cooler conditions, a significant warming trend will begin during the middle of the week, with very warm conditions persisting into the upcoming holiday weekend. Any precipitation chances will likely hold off at least till Thursday night or Friday in the Midwest, with locations nearing the Great Lakes having the best chance. Here in Champaign-Urbana, sunshine today with a high around 75, winds out of the north at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, clear and cool, the low about 48. Tomorrow, sunshine again, a bit warmer, the high 83. Thursday's high 89, and then the rest of the week, temperatures will warm into the low 90s, with the best chance for rain here in Champaign-Urbana coming on Memorial Day. Checking temperatures and conditions around the region at this hour, scattered clouds 68 degrees in Danville, it's clear and 72 in Decatur. 69 in Bloomington. At Willard Airport, it's 70 degrees. Winds out of the north at 21 miles per hour. The relative humidity, 33%, and the barometric pressure, 30.04 inches and falling. And outside our studios in Urbana, it's 70 degrees. You're listening to the Afternoon Magazine on WILL AM 580. I'm Craig Cohen. The chairman of the Illinois State Board of Education visited Urbana Middle School yesterday to urge lawmakers to preserve funding for education. Gary Chico worries more education dollars could be stripped away if the Illinois House votes down the governor's proposal to cut $2.7 billion in Medicaid funding. Since being appointed to the chairmanship last year, Chico has been working alongside State Schools Superintendent Christopher Cook to provide education for less money. Chico talks with Illinois Public Media's Sean Powers now about some of the changes coming to the state schools.
Education is not a static thing. It changes, it evolves all the time. About a year and a half ago, we went through an exercise to create new standards for learning in each of our grades in Illinois. We adopted what are known as the Common Core Learning Standards that have been adopted by 45 states in the country. They govern, right now, they're being implemented in language arts and mathematics. And it's going to demand a new rigor from our students and our teachers to teach it. But what that's going to give us is better prepared students to not only succeed in either higher education, but the work world. I mean, you could look at Champaign or go to Peoria, and you'll see jobs going unfilled because people don't have the skill set, usually in math or science, that the employers require. So we need to go forward with these Common Core Learning Standards and really make them stick. Secondly, the legislature over the last